that you've never seen before. And then another thing in Psalm 18:5. Uh-huh. It points out that hell is a place of sorrow. Yeah. You will be sorry that you went there. Yeah. I wonder, do I have a witness here?
Listen.
Psalm 18:5, then Matthew 8:12. Yeah. It's a place of outer darkness. Yeah. No light there. Yeah. You know, I've always been scared of the dark. Yes. Think about, you can't see nobody. Uh-huh. You just have to feel your way through. Yes. A scary place. Yes. And then Revelation 14:11 will point out that hell is a place of no rest. Yes. You know, they give you a break in the penitentiary. Yes. You can rest in the pen. Is that right? The slaves used to have a few resting breaks. But hell is a place of no rest. Wherever you sit down is a hot seat. If you have a bed, it's a hot bed. I wonder, do I have a witness here? And then in the book of Jude, about the 13th chapter, I believe it is, it's a place of blackness, of darkness forever. Yes, sir. That means that the light will never come on. Yes, what in hell do you want? Yes, and then we've already told you in Revelation 19, 20, that it's a lake of fire, which people are cast alive. Yeah. Now, you know it'd be all right to throw me in some fire when I'm dead. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. But you know, with my eyes wide open, I don't see how I could bear the idea of being thrown.
This sermon, What in Hell Do You Want? By the Reverend W. Leo Daniels, will be continued. God bless.
Throwing you into a lake of fire. Wish they had a witness here. Mark 3:29 will point out that it's a place of damnation. It's a world without an end. You know, what gives me consolation about this old world that I live in now? It has an end to it. It doesn't matter how hard our trials get. They're going to end one day. It doesn't matter how bad I have to cry. It's going to be over one of these days. You know what's so bad, brother preacher, with some people, they're going to have hell here. They're having hell here on earth. And then when they die, they're going to have hell again. I wonder, do I have a witness? Somebody said, well, brother preacher, I look at church folk who are having hell also. I see Christian folk who are having problems. But the difference is the results are different. Is that right? Because one of these days, hell will be no more for those who love the Lord. And then, well, brother preacher, you have told us all about hell. Then why don't you pause long enough and tell us who is going to hell? The Bible said that the beast and false prophets are going to hell. Excuse me, brother preacher. But I just have to say that anyhow. Is that right? And the Bible also says in Revelation 20 that those